New FM is local as, and you're waking up with Tyler and Crevo.
New FM.
Oh, good morning, everyone. Happy Wednesday. Let's go around the team and do a team check. Jess, are you in?
I'm present.
Yes, excellent. Jess is here. 1 point for the team. Crevo, present. Yes, another point for the team. Tyler. Unfortunately not. Sick again. That's okay, because hopefully she's getting better, on the mend. You know, you got to get better before you come back to work. It's the basics.
Exactly. That's and also, don't give it to us.
That's really a big part of it. You know, she was messaging the group yesterday. We got a group chat, bit of a thing going on behind the scenes. And I said, I don't want whatever you've got because you're proper ill. I don't want any of that. And I'm guessing you don't either, Jess.
No, thank you.
You'll be in with your mask if she's back too soon, I would say. And rightly so.
No, I'm just hired down here.
Yes.
5 metres between all of us.
Sorry, guys. I've got a lot of news to do.
Yeah, I can't.
I'm too busy to visit.
Sorry.
That's all right, though. The show goes on because, you know, that's what we do. Let's get into it. And, of course, we'll be catching up with your good self, Jess, soon to discuss those local news topics a little further.
For live and local news, there's only one.
From our 100% local newsroom in the Hunter, New FM's First at 5 with Jess.
Now, Jess, I believe Dave Lazell has claimed victory, which is big news.
Yeah, so there's still counting going on in quite a few seats, including the Upper Hunter seat in New South Wales. But late last night on Facebook, Dave Lazell, who's the Nationals party candidate up there, he claimed victory, said, far as he's concerned, looking at the votes that have come in and talking to the people who are still counting votes, the scrutineers, it looks like he is definitely going to hold on to the seat. Paree Watson, though, who's the Labor candidate, is still not keen to concede. She still says, still voting going on, you never know. So we'll see what happens. That does have a role and effect and impact Labor as a whole across the state. It was looking like on Saturday night that Labor was going to govern with a majority, but it's looking more and more likely that they will have a minority government with not getting the Upper Hunter seat, and it looks like they won't get Kiama either. Okay. Former Liberal MP Gareth Ward's just ahead there. So.
Do you know when we'll know that for sure?
Depends how long they take to count.
Right. Do they just have some real slow old ladies or old men or something in there? Like, what's taking them so long?
I don't know what the process is. Like, I don't know if they have to, like, you know, if there's things to do with every vote, like, do you just literally have to count it or do you have to sign it? Like, it's a whole thing.
Why they need to put it on your phone. So then you know instantly. Like, once it's done, the deadline comes. True. I know you're very skeptical, but I'm not. Anyway, yeah, like, once the deadline's done, you press enter and that's it. You know.
You do have a point. You do have a point.
It'd be faster. Stop all this drawing out. Now, the other thing we want to talk about is Dominic Young re the Knights.
Yeah, so the Knights named their squad late yesterday for their game in Mudgee on Saturday. They're playing the Seagulls out there. Dominic Young didn't get named on the squad last week because of a bit of a disappointing performance the week before, which everyone was like, really? Come on, that's not fair. Dominic Young, you know, played for England in the World Cup. He's a very good player. But just had a bad day, I guess, but he hasn't been named again. The Knights have instead opted to go for Greg Marzew, who debuted last week for the side, scored a couple of tries, had a great performance, so he's certainly being rewarded for that.
Yeah, right.
But poor Dominic Young, not so much.
Does that mean Dominic Young doesn't get paid?
I don't know, because he played in reserve grade last week.
Right.
So, I'm not sure.
Just maybe he gets paid less or something.
Maybe.
You'd think with a contract you'd have all that sewn up, wouldn't you?
I'd say so. I'd say they do.
Anyway, interesting to see how that plays out. As you said, played a lot of big games, but not this one.
No.
thanks for that, Jess. Of course, a full update at 5:30 as you wake up with the Novos. Tyler and Crevo, minus Tyler. She's a bit crook still today. New FM. That's okay. The show goes on as we relive some of the best bits from previous shows, like this. It's time to fire up the North Korean music. Yeah, because
it's a lot for 5:30 in the morning.
That's North Korea for you. So Kim Jong-un, who's running the place at the moment,
big dog.
Yeah, he's like, there's a lot of speculation about his daughter being the next in charge.
How old is she?
Oh, she's probably about 12, 13.
Okay.
Maybe something around that age.
Yeah.
And because they're often like seen walking. So they're often seen walking across like airfields and stuff together, deep in discussion. They're dressing her a lot like him now as well.
So he's like setting her up.
It seems that way.
Infiltrating.
There is speculation that she will be the next supreme leader.
Oh, dear.
Right?
I'm always... Never mind.
No, say what
you
want to say.
Nah, it's all good.
So one of the big steps that he's taken is to make a blanket ban so it's now full illegal to have the same name as his daughter.
Oh.
Yeah, so...
That's definitely a sign. What's her name?
Kim Ju A.
Okay.
And if anyone has that, straight to jail.
What?
Yep, full on, or you have to change the name. But either way, it's not good. You can't do... Because there's a lot of rules, right? There's only... You have to have one of the state-approved haircuts, for example.
Yes.
I think there's only 12 or so. And you have to, like... There's pictures of them in every barber, and you're like, I have a number six, please.
Oh, my
and
God.
That's it. And then, like, you have to...
That's like picking, like, a bun me topping.
Yeah, pretty much.
I'll have the number six bun me, please.
Yeah. Oh, crispy pork.
Yeah.
Of course. Delicious. Good choice. Why would you pick anything else? but, yeah, so now if you have the same name as his daughter, you're in big trouble.
This is big dictator energy, isn't it?
He's got plenty of that, I'll tell you what.
And I think you're right. If he's trying to get rid of all of the people with the same name, it's because they only want one.
That's
and that's
right.
Going to be the leader. And I'm going to say what I was thinking before.
Yeah.
Female women in power terrify me.
Do they?
Yeah. I feel like they've just got more... They're a bit more radical.
Okay. Eve, what about, like... Well, especially as a dictator.
Yes. This is what I mean. I feel like she's going to be scarier than him.
Oh, well. Plenty more of this to come, then.
Oh, no.
Be alert. Be aware. There's a possible new dictator in town.
Oh, God.
This is Tyler and Crevo. And this is New FM at breakfast. At breakfast.
Just quickly, Jess, that structure they're building at Stockton,
mm-hmm.
I'm struggling to imagine how that works. Is it just like pieces of, like pylons, you said? Are they sloping downwards from the road down towards the ocean?
This is a great question. Most of them are going to be below ground.
Oh, okay, so dig up the sand, put it back on after.
Well, kind of, I guess, to create like a wall underground to try and stop that erosion from continuing.
So basically they're building a concrete seawall.
Well, yeah, basically.
Interesting. Mm. Okay, because you know what was interesting? I saw this thing on Venice where they're obviously they have a big problem with flooding and the water coming in and floating the city away. And what they've built is this thing out to sea. So when there's a big sort of high tide or whatever or a storm, they put up these like hydraulic underwater walls that come up.
Oh, that's cool.
So like the technology is definitely there. And, you know, more and more places are going to need this sort of thing as global warming makes all the sea levels rise.
We definitely need something like that for poor Stockton.
Stockton, good little test subject, I reckon. I'm glad they're getting that started.
Exactly.
Anyway, good luck to them, all the Stocktonites. I think that's what they're called. You're waking up with the Novos, Tyler and Crevo. Tyler's still off sick, but that's all right. The show goes on as we play some of the best bits from previous shows.
How does $215,000 sound?
That's a yes from me. I could use that. Be very handy at the moment.
A 48-year-old woman in Spain will be paid this amount from her ex-husband after a court ruled she is owed compensation for doing unpaid housework during their 25 years of marriage.
Oh, that's big. Over 200 grand.
Her name's Ivana. She will receive a monthly pension of €500, which is equal to about $530 Australian a week, from her ex-husband, who she asked for a divorce from in 2020. the total of the pension was decided by a judge who based it on the minimum monthly professional wage for the 25 years Ivana was married to her husband for.
She has won a bunch of money.
Oh, my God. She said she exclusively handled the couple's housework during their marriage. She also argued that during that time, she couldn't pursue her own career because of her exclusive dedication to the home and family. While her husband was out making heaps of money, he's got this big, hectic gym business.
Right, so he's rolling in it. Now, yesterday, behind the scenes, you revealed to me that every Monday, your partner, Marcus, does all the housework for the week.
I wouldn't, like, if my partner and I were to divorce, he could get me on this.
Well, that's
the thing. He is so domesticated. I wouldn't front at all. What? How about you and your wife, Emmy? If Emmy come for you with this kind of compensation,
I do too many jobs.
Do you?
Yeah, we split it. Like, everything actually, like, we don't do the same stuff, but we have our own little, like, areas chores that we specialise in.
Now, here's a hot tip for
Marcus.
Men and women. No. I'm not sharing this knowledge with Marcus.
Marcus, do you want 200 grand? You can bet it all on the ponies.
And I'd dump him for sure. Don't even plant that seed, mate. Do not even plant that seed. But here is a hot tip for men and women.
Yeah.
Newcastle, around Newcastle and the Hunter. Marcus. If you carry the load. Shut up. I do some of the work at home. Thank you very much. This wouldn't stand up in court.
Yeah, right.
But if you are a parent that does all of the heavy lifting, all of the chores, all of the emotional labour, and you want a divorce and you want $215,000, here's how you do it.
Yeah, right.
You keep doing all of the cleaning, you keep doing all of the heavy lifting around the house, call for a divorce, and then
money's yours.
Lawyer up, money's yours.
Well, it'll be interesting to see how Marcus spends it in the future.
Shut up. I do some of the work around the house as well. Thank you very much. Who does the lawns? Me.
Yeah, who does the edges, though?
Not me. I'm not good at that.
A real expert on edging, I heard.
I am not. And, Crevo, in some pretty cooked news, New South Wales nurses and midwives have been told to stop posting on OnlyFans.
Now, the question that comes straight to my mind is, I'm assuming they've been found out by, like, managers.
Well, you would think so.
What are the head doctors doing looking around at their staff on OnlyFans?
That's crook, isn't it?
Does that mean that they're then searching sexy nurses on OnlyFans to find that?
Probably, and then they're finding their employees.
Now, I don't want to yuck anyone's yum, but should they be searching for that? I don't know.
But also, too, apparently, on some anonymous forums, like on Reddit, you know how you can, like, post anonymously on there, patients were recognising some of the nurses at work, and they couldn't quite put their finger on where they'd seen them before.
Oh, like, where do I know you from? Do we used to go to school together? Don't think so, mate. You're, like, 20 years younger than me.
Yeah.
I mean,
maybe they did, though. It is pretty cool, though. It was reported last week that nurses and midwives received an email from the Nursing and Midwifery Council of New South Wales saying, OnlyFans, are you breaching the professional standards by subscribing to online content services?
Is there a standard that says you can't be on OnlyFans if you're a nurse?
No, but this council are saying that it's unprofessional and a distraction for patients. No, it's not.
That feels like victim blaming to me.
But it's also stigmatising sex workers and suggesting that...
That's wrong.
...that nursing and being on OnlyFans are mutually exclusive. Here's a suggestion. Why don't we pay our nurses or any essential workers a little bit more so then you don't have to send these gross emails saying get off OnlyFans? I wonder, though, if these same council would be mad if these nurses were, I don't know, being Uber drivers.
Yeah.
Or being delivery drivers.
Having a side hustle.
Why? Everyone needs a side hustle when you're getting paid the minimum wage working 24 hours a day.
If anyone knows that better, that's us, right?
Right.
We're on the minimum wage here too. You've got to have a side hustle.
And the cozy live is through the roof. You need to be taking on a second job.
That's it.
Especially with the state's rental market at the moment.
If you add a capital city into... I mean, Newcastle is expensive enough. But add a capital city into that, of course they're on OnlyFans. It's the only way to make a dollar. That's what I've found anyway.
Have you given it a go?
Yeah, of course. That's how you make money.
You've been making dollars on OF?
Yeah, get amongst
it. How much?
Oh, couldn't keep track so much.
So much. Maybe I should give it a go. Yeah. I've got some nice toes going at the moment.
There's money. That's how I made my money.
Will I make extra money if one's got a bit of a fungal infection?
Well, I think it will.
I reckon it would.
That's what I found.
I'm going to give it a go.
This is the Novos Three of a Kind.
All right, if you'd like to win yourself some free tickets to the Rocky Horror Show at Event Cinemas Katara this Thursday, you want to call up now, 4967-4105, to play Three of a Kind. Now, how this works is we give you three things, and you just have to figure out what's the little theme in between them. So it's very simple. You compete up against someone else. This Rocky Horror Show is awesome. So basically what it is, they're having the show live down in Sydney, and then it's broadcast to Event Cinemas up at Katara. So you don't have to drive down, you don't have to worry about parking, but you still get the awesome date night in there. 4967-4105, if you'd like a crack at these free tickets, give us a call, and you could be playing Three of a Kind up next. As you wake up with the Novos, Tyler and Crevo. Tyler off sick. The show goes on, though, at New FM.
1, 2, 3.
With Tyler and Crevo at New FM. This is the Novos Three of a Kind.
Yeah, very simple game. We give you three things, and you got to figure out, what's the pattern between these three? Of course, this morning, up for grabs, some of the last tickets in town to the Rocky Horror Show at Event Cinemas Katara. It's happening this Thursday. It's basically live streamed from Sydney. This is awesome because you don't have to worry about all the Sydney crowds and stuff and all of the difficulty involved in that. You just go to Katara. Heaps easier. Anyway, let's meet our contestants for this morning. First of all, we've got Kath in Wall's End. How are you?
Hi, good.
That's the way. Now, you've heard how this game works. You know how it all goes down?
Yes, I do.
Fantastic. What do you do for work, Kath?
I am an education support officer.
Oh, that sounds fancy. You're just making fancy. The next generation ready for this world, aren't you?
Yeah, good stuff. It's a hard world.
It is. That's all right, though. You've got this morning. Let's also meet Cheryl. How are you?
Good, thanks.
That's the way. You ready to take on Three of a Kind?
I think I am.
Okay, let's test everyone's buzzers. Kath up first.
Kath.
Oh, that was solid. All right. Well, Cheryl as well?
Cheryl.
Very good. Very good. All right. Your name's your buzzer. First of two, best of three. Let's get into this. First question. Vanilla, zero, diet.
Cheryl.
Well, that was Cheryl in first.
Coke.
That is correct. Well done. One on the board. All right, next one. Now, Kath, there's a bit of scoreboard pressure here as you go into round two. KTM, Harley Davidson, Indian.
Kath.
Oh, that was Kath this time.
Motorbikes.
That is correct. One apiece. Oh, my God, this is stressful. Next one for the win for both of you girls. Here we go. Number three. Bolter, 4X, VB.
Kath.
Oh, that was definitely Kath.
Beer?
That is correct. Well done. You're our winner for this morning. Two tickets to the Rocky Horror Show, all yours.
Thanks. That's so great.
Congratulations. Now, Cheryl, can we get you back tomorrow to have another crack?
Well.
Yeah, fantastic. All right, excellent. Good stuff. Well, it is back again tomorrow and more tickets up for grabs. Wake up with the Novos, Tyler and Crevo. Tyler's still off crook as, apparently. That's all right, though. We're playing some of the best bits from previous shows.
I've noticed, since moving to Newcastle, one would say a local is a fan of a bumper sticker around town.
Oh, it's a Newcastle thing. You know, people get a funny bumper sticker, put it on there, it shows your identity.
So much so that myself, my partner Marcus, and three of our other friends have created a group chat dedicated to the dumb bumper stickers that we come across.
What do you mean, dumb ones? Like, they're usually, you know, honk if you're horny or something like that. Isn't that the sort of gear that the people go for?
Let me read a few that I have taken photos of, safely, of course, in the last couple of weeks.
All
first
right.
one.
All right. Ready.
Save water. Shower with your neighbour's daughter. I mean, we must be going through a drought. A lot of the farmers,
I guess so,
are suffering a water shortage, maybe. So they're just giving you some new suggestions on how to save water.
Well, that's, I guess, just water-wise, isn't it?
Yes, yep.
Okay, what else you got?
Super duper Skippy Rooter. I mean, I don't know what this means, but maybe it has something to do with your gardening.
Yes, get a kangaroo in to do your gardening. It's cheaper than doing it yourself.
Whilst having a super duper, maybe.
Oh, yeah, it could be
have
that.
A little snack.
Yeah, exactly.
Roses are red, mud is brown, windows up, pedals down. Now, the driver of this car, I feel like, loves to go fanging in some mud.
Yeah, must do that. Straight up the chocolate highway.
The problem with this, though, Creebo, is that it was on a Suzuki Swift.
Mm.
I don't think you can really, like, spin some mud in a two-wheel driver's.
Yeah, it's the wrong car
Swift.
For that, definitely.
On the same car, if the mud ain't flying, you ain't trying. Doll, I think if you're in a Suzuki Swift, mud ain't flying much anywhere.
Never
you're not trying
is.
Hard.
It's the wrong one. It's the wrong car for that.
Another one. Back off, bumper humper.
Yeah.
It's like if you're too close and you can read this,
yeah,
get
too
off
close.
My butt.
Yeah, I like that. That's not bad.
Now, this one's my favourite, though.
Okay.
This one I feel deep in the core of my soul.
Do you?
Speeding because I need to poo.
That's definitely you.
The Novos with Tyler and Creebo. Waking up Newcastle and the Hunter.
105.3 New FM.
Only on 105.3 New FM.
A reminder that Trivia Check has now hit $500. That's right, $500. If you need that kind of money or you just want it for free, make sure you're listening. 7 o'clock onwards, we've got that cash up for grabs. It's just one question. You get one question right, the money could be yours. It's that easy. Next, though, Tyler's off crook, but that's all right because we relive some of the best bits from previous shows and we're getting into the area of when marriage proposals go wrong up next here at New FM. Tyler's still off crook, but that's all right, though, because we're just reliving some of the best bits from previous shows. And how about this for an absolute disaster of a wedding proposal, marriage proposal?
Oh, no, what's happened?
Oh, God, this guy at Coogee Beach in Sydney, and he set up a very elaborate public proposal. So he had, like, twinkling fairy lights in the shape of Marry Me on the sand.
This is nice.
Dozens of friends and family, strangers as well gathered around.
Just there watching.
Were, yeah, flower petals. There was so much organised, and he's getting ready for it all. Drops the knee, loses the ring in the sand. Gone.
Drops the knee and drops the ring.
Drops the ring. There's dozens of people all trying to find it. Nobody can find it. Absolute disaster.
No.
Doesn't end up finding it. The whole thing's, the night's called off. What do you do?
That's a lot of money down the drain too, isn't it?
Well, yeah, it's gone. Like, they bring out the metal detectors the next day. Maybe you find it, maybe you don't. But, oh, dear, is a big problem. So this is what I want to do here. 4967 4105. Newcastle's proposal stuff-ups.
Because there's got to be some.
There's got to be one that's gone wrong in Newcastle. Maybe it's not you. Maybe it's one you know of. Would love to hear your stories. 4967 4105. Newcastle's proposal stuff-ups is what we're talking about here. After some poor bloke down in Sydney, he lost his ring in the sand.
This sounds like my worst nightmare.
Have you ever had an issue where you can't find your ring? This is my question. Because that in itself is so frightening, right?
I mean, it depends on what ring you're talking about.
You've always found yours?
Yep.
Oh, that's good. That's the main thing. But this poor guy was in a lot of trouble. So, Newcastle, have you had a stuff up around your proposal? 4967 4105, of course, the number to call.
We've got Joe from Cessnock on the phone. Hey, Joe.
How are you?
Very well. Now, tell us, was it you that the proposal went wrong with?
Yeah, it was my hubby, now hubby.
Yep.
But it wasn't so much wrong, but he guilted himself into it. The night he had the ring for a while and planned this nice romantic proposal. And then one night driving home from work, he was quite unwell and nearly passed out and veered off the road and was like, oh my God, if I don't make it home, she's going to kill me. So the next morning he wakes up in his undies, gets the ring out of the drawer and just on bended knee beside the bed in his undies proposes. And I'm like, the most unromantic proposal ever.
You didn't have, like, the sexy undies on at least?
Nope.
They would have had a hole in the bum, I reckon, too, Joe.
Yeah, totally the daggy stuff.
Well, that...
That's a bit cute, though.
I know, but then he's like, oh, I just, you know, he started by saying, I was really sick last night and I didn't think I was going to make it home. And if that happened, I knew you'd kill me. So I just felt really guilty and thought I'd better propose.
So if I don't swerve myself off the road, Joe's going to do it for me, so I better put a ring on it.
Yeah, absolutely.
I don't remember that verse of the Beyonce song, but I think it was something along those lines.
Let's put your knowledge to the test for the chance to get paid. It's the Novo's Trivia Check.
All right, this is getting serious now. We've got $500 on the line, and you can have it just by answering one question correctly. That's right, one question separates you and $500 this morning on UFM. Now, if you'd like to get that money, all you need to do, if you want to play Trivia Check, call up now, 4967-4105. The number once more, 4967-4105. If you'd like to win $500 with the Novo's Trivia Check, we play next. New FM.
Oh, that's awesome. Let's put your knowledge to the test for the chance to get paid. It's the Novo's Trivia Check.
All right, here we go. We've got $500 on the line, and trying to win it all today is Scotty in Huntly State. How you doing, Scotty?
Good, mate. Good. How's it yourself?
Oh, never better, man. Now, what do you do for work, Scotty?
I work in civil landscape.
Okay. Now, do you get a rain day today or not rainy enough?
Nah, not rain enough. I just sit in the cab trying to win some money. Yeah, the day off.
Fair enough, fair enough. All right, yeah, well, that would be good. Would you take the day off if you got the 500?
Oh, of course. The boss is looking at me, but I'll take the day off.
Yeah, sweet. All right, well, let's do this thing. Of course, there is a five-second timer on the clock, but don't let that get in your head. Just think about the question and answer quickly, all right? You ready?
Done.
One question, you and the cash, $500. Let's do this thing. In a glossectomy, which body part is removed?
Bladder.
Oh, no. Good guess. Unfortunately not. It's the tongue. Doctor's got your tongue, eh? Yeah, Scotty's loving that. Fair enough. Unfortunately, you didn't win that one, but 525 back tomorrow with Trivia Check as the jackpot continues to build. Waking up with the Novos, Tyler and Crevo, New FM. And with Tyler off crook, we're going to back in time through some of the shows to hear some of the best bits. Here's another one.
Crevo, I'm still relatively new to Newcastle, maybe only been here less than 2 years.
Yeah, new.
Yeah, I am new. New to Newcastle.
Exactly.
I always get pulled up on the way on how I say that. Anyway, I feel like, though, something that I did over the weekend has really solidified me as a Nova Cash Strip.
What have you done?
I made my first post in Newey Parking Fails.
Oh, brilliant. That's absolutely fantastic. I feel like we need to play this. It's not playing.
Oh, no. What was
Let's not worry about that. Like a winner thing.
Oh, you look so disappointed.
I am incredibly disappointed, but that's okay. We move on. We digress.
Anyway, we're at Bar Beach. Marcus, my partner, and I. Oh, my goodness. Sorry.
That's all right. You just have a little cough over there.
A little frog.
Yeah.
At Bar Beach, as usual, and these absolute Muppets decided to just, like, park. Let me show you the photo. So
okay.
I'm showing you the photo of where there's a line where the car park actually ends.
Yeah.
And then there's three extra cars blocking out one of the exit points that are just, like, made their own makeshift parks. Anyway, we saw the first car pull up, and I was like, you're an idiot. And then within a minute, the second car pulled up, and then another one. And I was like, this is way too entertaining to not post in Parking Fails. Anyway, posted it. It was a hit.
Look how happy you are to have done something in Newey Parking Fails.
I know.
And got
and not
yourself
get roasted.
Got yourself established.
Because as we know, I told you, I think towards the end of last year, I posted in Walls End Buy, Swap and Sell and got completely obliterated.
You know why?
I was trying to sell a car.
You were too new in Newcastle.
I think so. Now I'm like,
you're established enough?
Yeah, I think so. And people actually found it pretty funny.
Yeah, good.
I did get a little bit roasted, though, because people were like, why did you cover the number plates?
Oh, because they want...
I don't want people coming for me. I'm protecting my own privacy there. Thank you very much.
The old name and shame situation.
People think it's funny. People think very I'm good. Funny.
How many comments? How many likes? Come on.
35 likes.
Ooh, that's strong.
20 comments.
Yeah, that's good.
Yeah, and a lot of it is love for me.
Yeah, good stuff. I'm glad. Well, now you're fully established. That is the only one and only test to see if you're really from Newcastle.
Passed it.
If you've got yourself one of the big posts on Newey Parking Fails. So well done. Good
Thanks.
Stuff.
And now it's time for the weather from New FM's Weather Whiz Kit.
Kids World Adventure Playland. Jump, climb, party and play. Unlimited playtime, so stay all day. Open now, Charlestown and Green Hills. New FM's Weather Whiz Kid.
Feeling hot? Cold, cool, right? Showers and a possible storm forecast for today. Tops of 28 degrees. Tomorrow we will see the rain easing off with a tops of 25 degrees. Right now, it's 20 degrees at Hamilton. That's the latest from the Hunter's 100% local newsroom, 105.3 New FM.
New FM.
This is Tyler and Crevo. And this is New FM at breakfast. At breakfast.
Oh, well done. That was fantastic.
That was awesome.
You were so good. Jess, watch out. He's coming for your
that
job.
That was so good.
Of course, welcome, Archie. You're our latest weather whiz kid. How did you feel about all of that?
I was quite nervous coming here, genuinely.
Yeah, you were fine. You did such a good job. Congratulations.
Thank you.
Now, did you want to shout out your school and your teachers or yes. anyone in particular?
I would, as a matter of fact. I'd just like to shout out my teacher, who's absolutely phenomenal. Great teacher, Miss Ledwells. Hi, good teacher. And I'd also like to shout out my classmates at Rutherford Public School.
Oh, well, you know what? You are a credit to your teacher and your school. Well done. And like I said before, Jess, watch out. He's coming for your job.
I love it.
Congrats once again. Of course, you're also scoring yourself a party at Kids World Playland. So congratulations on that. And thanks again for coming in, Archie. Enjoy, and we'll talk more soon. You're waking up with the Novos, Tyler and Crevo, New FM. And with Tyler off crook, we're reliving some of the best bits of previous shows, including this one. Now, yesterday, Tyler, you're flicking through this little lost and found Facebook page for, like, pets, you know? And somebody said, oh, I've lost my bunny.
Here's a photo of it.
And you said, Crevo, I think I've got to get a bunny.
I've always dreamt of having a pet bunny. I had one when I was a little girl, and it lasted, I would want to say, 2 weeks before something got to it.
So you already have a bad record of bunny ownership.
I feel like I need to redeem myself.
Anyway, this is the debate, and feel free to get involved. Actually, 4967-4105. Should Tyler get a pet bunny? Now, I would like to outline at least a reason or two why I think you shouldn't.
Okay.
Because I don't think it's the right pet choice for you. It's wrong, actually.
Okay.
The first one is that a bunny is a children's pet. It's not a choice for adults. Like, you're a grown person now.
That's just straight up discrimination, I feel.
It was fine when you were a kid. Oh, little kid's got a pet bunny. That's fine. But as an adult, get a proper adult's pet. Like a turtle or something. Right? What are you doing getting a bunny or, you know, a dog or whatever? Anyway, second thing is, you are always going away. You're big travellers, you and Marcus. You're always doing weekends away. What's going to happen to the poor bunny? It's going to suffer and be alone and miserable. And you're always in your camper van off cohort, like, you know, getting around town and, you know, visiting different places.
A pet bunny can come with us.
I don't think so. You're often at caravan parks, national parks, that type of thing. No bunnies allowed. I've seen it on the signs.
Have you?
Okay. I know exactly where you're going, and I know that you won't be able to get in. They'll be like, excuse me, they come around with those mirrors under the car, you know, like when you're at an embassy.
And they're checking for pet bunnies.
Stowed away bunnies. Oh, you've got one, you're out.
Nah.
Your weekend away is cancelled.
Nah, no way.
That's all I got.
Okay, well, you're wrong. And join us on the show on 4967-4105. Should I get a pet bunny? Tell Crevo why you think I should also get a pet bunny. I've got my reasons, and I'm going to tell you what they are on the other side of this. But join the show, 4967-4105. Should I get a pet bunny? And also head to our Instagram at the Novos_. We've got a poll up there. Please vote.
Should Tyler get a pet bunny? I'm saying absolutely not. There's many reasons why not. I've given two already, the key ones being bunnies are a children's pet for kids only. Tyler is an adult of adult age. And the second one is you're always away at the weekends. Like 99% of the weekends you're away, that poor bunny just home alone, just chewing on a solitary carrot.
Let me tell you. We can't have a dog, my partner Marcus and I, because there's one part of our fence that's missing. So the dog will just run away all of the time.
Just fill in the fence. Simple.
That's a lot of work. Can't be bothered.
Compare the fence market.
Like you said also too, we also go away. Pet bunny is so easy to pack with us.
You can't take it to the national parks and stuff that you're always in doing caravanning.
Watch me.
Are you illegal?
Also too, Marcus and I need to ease into being parents. Like, we need something small and easy to parent first. We haven't done this together before, so we need something easy to maintain. And also, too, rabbits are quiet. They don't smell. They can be trained. They live a long time.
How long do they live?
Couple of decades.
What? 20 years?
Yeah.
Really?
Don't know. Maybe made that up.
Did you just make that up? I don't think they live that long.
They're small. They don't take up a lot of room. They're not going to poo all over the place. They can be toilet trained. They use a litter.
Okay.
We've got to ease ourselves into it. We want a dog, but I think a pet bunny is exactly where we need to start. My mum, Donna, shout out, has texted me, "You're really not seriously going to buy a bunny, are you?" "Yes, Mum, I am."
Thanks,
and then when
Donna,
we're on holidays, you're babysitting.
Thanks, Donna. A bit of common sense. We've also had a message on Instagram from Adrian, who said, "Growing up in Queensland, rabbits are pests, not pets."
See, I'm just taking them off the council's hands.
I don't use cats running from the wild. It's not how it works. Try a fish. Fish are friends, not food.
My best friend Lauren has also texted me saying, "You don't need a bunny. You need to get a goat to keep your lawns trimmed. Also, you're not getting a bunny because they're going to chew the carrots for your lasagna that you make."
Oh, gross. Also, another message from Lewis, who said, "Mate, mosquito bite will kill a rabbit. Ours lasted 6 months inside a mozzie screen."
I'm not going to kill the pet bunny.
Oh, God. I just don't think you should get one. Anyway, let's let people on the phones decide. Denise is in Cessnock. How are you?
Very well, thank you.
That's the way. Should Tyler get a pet bunny?
Definitely not.
Why, Denise?
Well, my daughter, I don't know how one goes, but I feel that, I believe they fret if they're on their own. And my daughter's got two, and they're so high maintenance. Because they fight, and they're vicious when they fight, and she's just got to go through this bonding process, which takes weeks. And then if they fight during that bonding process, she's got to start all over again.
Honestly, so it just sounds like my sister and I, Denise, so I think I've got this sorted.
I think you'll regret it.
Yeah, there we go. Some common sense from Denise. Very good.
Let's go to Katie in Cardiff next. Hi, Katie.
Good morning. Hey, Tyler. Spoiler alert, kids are not easy to maintain. So, I mean, live your best life. Go for the rabbit. However, I feel like you should get a couple, have a room dedicated to them, let them multiply. There's a source of income for all of your fun life events. And Crevo, yeah, they could be a kid's thing, but that's how you get in a little kid to watch them. They're cheap and they can watch these little bunny rabbits while you reap all the rewards of the cash.
Entertaining as well. Katie just loves giving financial advice. I love taking Katie's financial advice as well.
Everyone on the rich train with Katie.
Let's go to Trent in Aberglasson next. Hey, Trent.
How are you?
Very well, mate. Now tell me, should I get a pet bunny? Don't break my heart.
Nah, go for it.
Yes.
Get a pet bunny.
Okay.
I must say, they're bugger all maintenance, and your vegetables that you don't eat of the nighttime leftovers.
See?
Put them in the cage, and, they're easy maintenance.
I don't need a compost bin. Also, Trent, not getting a cage. I'm just letting it roam free in the house. It's part of the family now. Doesn't need a cage. It's going to sleep nice in the bed, too.
Go for it, and your partner will realise then, happy wife. Happy life.
Okay, smart man. We'll leave it there. New FM.
Across Newcastle and the Hunter, this is Tyler and Crevo. The Novos.
105.3 New FM.
And congratulations once again to Archie, who was our Weather Whiz kid this morning from Rutherford Public School. Just did an absolutely superb job. And if you're thinking, how do I become the next Weather Whiz kid? or, you know, you're a parent, you think, oh, my child could do that. It's very easy. Just go to newfm.com.au, register your details there, and you could be the next Weather Whiz kid here on UFM. Stephen in next, producer Stephen, with What's the Goss? What's on the way?
Well, lucky Tyler's not here because we're going to break her heart. Death, taxes, Harry Styles got a new fling.
Oh, that is big.
Very juicy. Give you all the details, who it is, where it was, all coming up very shortly.
Excellent. Now, though, we continue to replay some of the best bits from previous shows as Tyler is off crook this morning.
Now, the other day, Crevo, we were talking about how there's always one financial leak in a relationship.
Yeah.
And it appears to me that you said leak in yours and Emmy's marriage.
No, not normally.
Well, you've shown up with a big, brand-new Fandangle device hanging off your wrist.
Yeah, Samsung watch. It's
new
pretty
smartwatch.
Good. Yeah, oh, God, it's good.
You look like a spy kid.
Hey, look, here's, I want to talk to you about some of the good features of this thing.
Okay,
right?
Hit me.
Because it is good. Right, you got a compass in there. So, all in the past,
I
right?
I beg your pardon. Let me know the last time you were so desperately in need for a compass, mate.
All the time. I'll be placing them like, where's North? Don't
Shut
worry about
up.
It. Let me just check on my Samsung watch.
Oh, my God, dumb. Anyway, continue.
The other day, had some tricky mathematics to do. Not a problem because there's a calculator in this thing.
Do you also have a mobile phone?
Like, it was way deep in my pocket or bag.
It was not.
And I was like, you know what? I need to calculate something right now. And it was right there. 10 plus 10, 20. Done. Sorted.
You needed that on the calculator?
Right. Also, I can do, it's got the time on it as well, right?
Yep.
And it's got the Australia Post app, right, which I've got on there. Very useful. That gets me the discount.
What discount?
Oh, because I send a lot of packages for the shop.
Right.
So I get the discount. Bang, just show it. They scan my watch now. How unbelievable is that? I'm living in the future. And you know what? You're very, like, foo-foo about this whole thing, right? But that's because you live in the past. If it was up to you, the Stockton Ferry would be like a paddle steamer, you know?
Oh, shut up!
If it was up to you, instead of elephants, there'd be woolly mammoths walking
shut
around
up.
Everywhere.
I'm all about progress, but I just don't understand people that use smartwatches. Now, Producer Stephen...
Get in the future with me.
If we could bring you in here, Producer Stephen, where do you stand with smartwatches?
I think... If I'm being brutally honest, I think the people that use smartwatches the most are the people who are using it to, like, track their heart rate and their exercise and their running and stuff like that.
And they're just so obsessed with themselves that no one else cares.
I did 20,000 steps the other day.
Oh, good awesome. For you.
Turn it up. Yeah.
See, I wouldn't have known that if not for that.
Now, Producer Stephen yesterday actually said that you look like Ben 10.
Well, is Ben 10 futuristic? I haven't seen it. Probably is.
Probably not.
Get off your penny farthing, right, and step into the future with me and be futuristic.
I have another question
you,
for
in
you.
In the past, losers.
I have another question for you.
Ask away.
When you suit up, like, say you're a guest at a wedding.
Yeah.
You've got a really nice suit on.
Mm.
Emmy, your wife, she's also got a smartwatch. She's wearing a beautiful frock.
Yeah.
Do you both whack on the smartwatches?
Of course.
No,
I'll,
you don't.
No, I'll swap over the dial to be like a nice Rolex or something.
That has just dressed you down tenfold.
Are you kidding?
No, I'm not.
Do you think, right, Tim Cook, CEO of Apple, for example.
Who's that?
It's the CEO of Apple, right?
Yeah.
Do you think if he, does he look not rich or not cool? He's got a smartwatch on at all times.
He doesn't look rich or cool.
Yeah, he would, because he's one of the richest people in the world. Bill Gates, he'd have a smartwatch on, I can guarantee you.
Dumb. They're dumb. You know what? They are the opposite of smart. They look stupid.
You are just living in the past.
And you're showing up here looking like a proper spy kid.
You're in the past bunch of uncool people. That's just my opinion. Anyway.
You're a nerd.
The Novos with Tyler and Crevo.
Came and asked me how I say my name and I was like, Adele.
Adele?
Adele.
Is the cat toy for our cat?
Yes, it is.
And got naked and posted pictures of my...
What's the goss?
UFM. All right, producer Stephen, I can hear Tyler's heart breaking over in the Waratah Manor from here because Harry Styles off the market.
Well, I don't know. It depends how much you read into it, but he's been spotted in Tokyo sharing a pash with Emily Ratajkowski, the model. So obviously two big names.
Yeah.
But it's such a juicy story because beyond that surface level, it's just a little bit awkward because Harry split with Olivia Wilde in November, who is good friends with Emily. So there's a bit of like bro code stuff, sis code going on there, a bit of drama. Apparently she's very remorseful, got caught up in the moment, according to sources close to her.
I did not believe that for a second. I think pretty much any girl with a heartbeat is going after Harry Styles and feeling no remorse about the whole situation.
Well, it depends how much you look into the situation as well, but I tend to agree. I think if they're both single, the problem is the celebrity world is so small. So the pool they have to date other celebrities, I suppose.
Yeah.
It's so hard. You'd struggle to find another celebrity who doesn't have a connection to someone you know. I think the rules are kind of a little bit different when you're a celeb like that.
It's a little bit more inbred, is what you're saying.
Well, yeah, in a much nicer term. But yeah.
Because it's got a bit of a Tasmania vibe going on.
Very much so.
Now, because they have that special, their own dating app, don't they? What's it called? Rara or something?
Yeah, I don't know. But yeah, I'm not even sure what the process is to get onto it. I assume you have to be verified and have to jump through hoops and photo ID and all that sort of stuff.
Definitely.
But yeah, they have their own version of Tinder.
Yeah.
Which it's the elite of the elite. I feel like you could get on there, Creebo. You're a bit of a celeb these days. I'm not that you
What about yourself? Yeah, I'm married, mate. I would never be on that. But what about you?
I'm a taken man as well.
Oh, you're taken as well.
I'm a taken man as well.
I forgot about that. So you're not getting on right either.
No, not that I could, even if I wanted to. But yeah, it's funny. Both Harry and Emily Ratajkowski are making up for time. Thing is, they both have, you know, had splits in the last kind of year. Obviously, Harry, as I mentioned, with Olivia Wilde, but Emily Ratajkowski only got divorced in 9 months ago or something like that, I think.
That's quick. Is he the rebound?
Well, I tell you what, in the last 9 months since she's been divorced, here's some of the names she's been linked with, right? Pete Davidson, Eric Andre, Brad Pitt, and now Harry Styles in 9 months. That's a resume and a half.
I'll say that's like in a lot of people's whole lives, even celebrities wouldn't date that many other celebrities.
Oh, it's just, and like good on her, all power to her.
Absolutely.
But yeah, that is some big name. So she's Harry absolutely
Styles,
killing
though.
It.
Yeah, I guess so. That's probably the biggest amongst them currently, I'd say.
Bigger than Brad Pitt, you reckon?
You know what? Right this second, yes. I'm saying yes. Nah, even though he's got the movie star energy, but right now Harry Styles really is one of the biggest on the planet.
Yeah, he probably is the biggest, isn't he? He's the hottest celebrity for sure.
Anyway, she's got it, apparently. Tyler's, I can hear her crying from here. It's very sad.
Well, I'll keep you updated. I mean, before too long, I'm sure we'll hear of both of them on to bigger and better people. We'll just see how it goes.
Thanks for that, Stephen. Of course, more goss, same time, same place tomorrow.
The Novos with Tyler and Creebo. Waking up Newcastle and the Hunter.
105.3 New FM.
Only on 105.3 New FM.
And I swear, as time goes on, people's use of electric scooters, which I still think are illegal in New South Wales, I don't know, is getting more and more creative. Because yesterday, I was going through Hamilton, just on Beaumont Street, right near sort of the Railway Hotel, and I saw this guy. He was on an electric scooter. He had strapped an esky to, like, the deck of the scooter and then was using that as a seat to get himself around on his own, like, two-wheeled, I guess, electric scooter esky. I was like, that guy has actually created something genius. I stopped and I tipped my hat to him because what an amazing piece of, I guess, technology he's created in himself. Because, you know, you're carrying your drinks around, you got a seat, and you got an electric scooter. Win, win, win. That's all I can say. You're waking up with the Novos, Tyler and Creebo. Tyler's still off crook, but that doesn't stop us as we play some of the best bits from previous shows here at New FM. Happy Wednesday, everyone. Tyler's off crook. That's all right, though. We get to relive some of the best bits of other shows.
As we get to know our producer, Stephen, we are learning things pretty quickly.
Yeah.
One thing that we learned yesterday about you, Stephen, is that you fall asleep pretty easily. Yeah. What'd you say?
I'm a pretty strong sleeper as well. Like, I feel bad for my housemates. My alarm is blaring at 4:30 in the morning. But if it doesn't shake the house, genuinely, I won't wake up. Like,
really?
Yeah, yeah, I'm a real strong sleeper.
Deep sleeper. And so then you proceeded to tell us that you've fallen asleep on the toot before.
Yeah, well, we need to preface this by saying, like, 2 weeks ago,
I
was
drunk.
No. I wish. No, I was. I was, actually. 2 weeks ago, I was on nights here, and now I'm on breakfast. So, like, it is, my body clock is in all sorts.
All over the place.
But woke up the other morning, and as most people do, the first thing you do when you wake up is go to the loo.
Mm-hmm.
So, went to the loo, was just, like, scrolling on my phone, and then must have dozed off and woke up all of about 10 minutes later still on the bog.
Oh, my God.
That blows my mind.
Okay. So how were you sitting? Were you leaning back or were you like head forward, catching flies? How were you sitting?
I was sitting back. I imagine it must have been to be a fly on the wall. Like, I must have been like a cartoon where your head bobs too far back and shoots you up. Because I genuinely, yeah, just shot up and was like, oh my God, what am I doing here? And had to hustle into work real quick.
That is so good. So we are asking on 4967-4105, where'd you fall asleep? Can you beat Stephen's toot story?
Surely no one else has fallen asleep on the toilet.
Unless you've had a big night on the lemonades.
Technically possible. Or where did you catch someone asleep as well? Like, maybe it's your friend, family, housemate, etc. 4967-4105. And we're asking, where'd you fall asleep?
All because our new producer, Stephen, fell asleep on the toot. And I was like, surely there's no one in Newcastle that can top that.
I wouldn't have thought so. Because it's just, it doesn't seem like a place that's comfortable enough to fall asleep.
You look like you could snap your neck.
Well, that's a possibility.
Joe is in Cessnock up first. Hey, Joe.
Good morning.
Now tell us, where'd you fall asleep?
It wasn't me, it was actually my son fell asleep on a helicopter ride.
Oh.
Now, was this like a fun trip or was this like, you know, to the hospital or something?
No, fun trip at the Scene Fest a few years ago.
And how much did this trip cost you, Joe?
I think it was like $75 for him and he slept through the whole bloody thing.
Little shit.
I know, right?
Kids are a pest, aren't they?
Oh, yes.
Aren't they?
They're just your words, not mine. Oh, well, you said it. Let's go to Robbie up next. Hey, Robbie, how are you?
Good morning, guys. How are you?
Oh, never better. Where'd you fall asleep?
Well, it wasn't me. It was a lady I worked with at the mail centre. And back in the day, we used to sort the letters into the pigeonholes.
Yeah.
And there was a certain one. It was called the priority paymaster. So people paid a little bit extra to have it.
Yeah, it goes through priority,
like
yeah.
Like Express Post.
Yeah, well, she used to fall asleep at the sorting the letters so they go wherever she fell asleep and the hand dropped.
Oh, my God.
Wait, what? God. So, like, a lot of people's posts just ended up in the wrong place or...
Yeah.
Oh.
And also, one night driving home, I was next to her and I saw her fall asleep as she was driving.
On the nod behind the wheel, I mean, that's not good.
That's dangerous.
I went a little bit quicker and got in front of her.
Oh, you didn't think to beep to wake her up?
No, apparently not. She might have ran into me.
Salad.
Fair point. Not if you're behind, though.
Fair point. Well made. Let's go to Jen in Maryland next. Hey, Jen.
Good morning.
Now tell us, where did you fall asleep or someone that you know?
Oh, no, it was always me. The same. big weekend at the Vineyards. Yeah. It was my son's birthday, and come Sunday, we took him to Oakdale Farm, you know where that is, out near Williamstown.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
And, you know, you get to feed the animals and all that kind of stuff. there was a big food truck, and I am only little, I'm short, actually.
Yeah.
So trying to get into this food truck to get some food to feed the animals, I just fell asleep halfway in.
Wait.
So you were in the food truck?
No.
And had
in the food truck, had a nap, and when I woke up, I had this animal, just a bird-like animal, looking at me. I'm thinking, where am I? What am I doing? I didn't even know where I was when I woke up. It was such a huge night, but so worth it.
So dusty. But Jen, did anyone bother to get you out? They just leave you there?
No, they just took photos and videos and posted them all over the page.
You're surrounded by good people, Jen.
Love it.
All right, well, that's us done and dusted for today. Have a great Wednesday, everyone, and we'll catch you tomorrow. See ya.
I've been listening to your show on the radio.
You've been listening to Tyler and Crevo, the Novos.
Would you like some more?
Head over to Spotify, Apple Podcasts,
or newfm.com.au to get more now.